Good afternoon and welcome to Barnabas Baptist Temple. So glad everyone's here. It's going to be a good day today. The weather is getting nicer.
It is? No, it's getting cooler.
It's nicer.
That's nicer to me.
Yeah.
We'll just agree to disagree.
It ain't nicer to me.
He's just cold. Feels good to me.
I get cold up easy.
So do I. I'm on Eloquist. I freeze too, but I'd rather freeze and put a blanket on than be in the summer.
You can always put on more.
Right. You don't want to take off more.
Yeah. They didn't take you off Eloquist?
Mm-mm, not yet.
I thought you were trying to get off.
Well, I have to have a test. My insurance hadn't approved it, so.
I mean, I'm on it too, but I know.
Okay, let's go to the Lord, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for 6929 Day Street because we're claiming that today is holy ground for you. Dear sweet Jesus, we thank you for dying on the cross for us, for raising on that third day that we may have eternal life. Holy Spirit, we just invite you here today. We invite you to be into each one of us, Holy Spirit. Help us to do the things that we need to do today. Help us to listen to things that you want us to hear. Help us to sing beautiful, beautiful music to God today, and may God be glorified. Father God, thank you for the ones that are so committed that come every Sunday. And Lord, we're going to keep on keeping on until you tell us different. Lord, we know that you have a purpose and a plan for Barnabas. And we're here to follow in those footsteps of Don and Anna Ruth and David, and whatever it takes, we're going to do it. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that you give us that we don't even realize. Thank you so much. We love you and give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, please station your angels around this building to watch over us and protect us. Thank you, God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. And the crowd said,
amen.
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 That's right. All right, first I'm going to read something, then we're going to talk about it, okay? Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Then he goes to say, Galatians 6:5, for every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Okay, first of all, it goes, bear each other's burdens, and then it says, take care of yourself, more or less. It says, for every man shall bear his own burden. Okay, we are the body of Christ, and in that, one day, Jesus will come back for his bride. And that's going to be us, okay? We need to own up to our responsibilities. And by that, I mean, in the way we act, the way we sin, the way we say things to people, we need to be accountable for everything we do. Are we whining every day? Oh, yes, I'm sure I do. Are we showing people that I don't have enough faith because things aren't working out right now? Am I down or depressed or out because I just don't have enough faith that God's going to work things out in my life? We need to own up to our own responsibilities. Each one of us here are disciples. If you are a Christian and the Lord is your Savior, each of us are disciples. When the disciples went out, they healed people. They told people about Jesus. They helped people to become who God wants them to be. God created us just the way we are. God does not make mistakes. You think you're not pretty enough? You think you're not handsome enough? God created you in his image. We can't say that. We're beautiful in God's eyes because we're his children. Now, when I say we have to be accountable, there's some people that y'all do not know, but that continually won't seek the Lord in things. They want other people to know about it, but they want you to help. Sometimes we don't have the right words to tell people. Sometimes we don't have that advice that they're looking for. And sometimes we give people advice and it offends them. But the main thing is, in our Christian walk, and with us especially, this dude for 6, 7 of us today, wow. If I disagree with you, if I love you, that's going to be okay. We do not have to agree on everything. We do not have to agree on politics. We don't have to agree on how we raise your children, how I raise my children, how we act around our spouses. If we disagree, that's okay. That doesn't mean that you're right and I'm wrong, or I'm right or you're wrong. We have to learn to get along with each other. So if we disagree, it's okay. We can disagree and say, okay, I'm agreeing to disagree. You have your way, I have mine. Now, if someone comes up and asks for your advice, and you give them that advice, but they don't really want to hear it, or they don't want to pray about it, or they don't want to seek God on it, then after a while it becomes a burden. Now, when is it that we need to release people in our lives? When do we need to go, okay, I need to brush my feet off and go on? Not until God tells you to. You may have people in your life for a season. You may have people be in your life forever. I had lunch the other day with people that I've known since I was 4 years old. We've been friends. That Debbie Allen that I was talking to y'all about that had cancer. She was in remission and has cancer again. Her burden is my burden. I want to pray for her healing. That's really not a burden to me. I want to pray for people. I want to do for people. The thing is, we need to be held accountable for the things we say. Do we say things to hurt other people? Do we say things that aren't encouraging? Do we say things that would not honor God? Like the other day, I got a little upset with the homeless person, you know. There was a bunch of trash and this and that, and I told Pastor, I was a little bit rough with him, you know. I said, I'm done. I'm done trying to help you. I'm done trying to present the gospel to you, which was probably not Christian-like. I said, you're taking advantage of us, and from now on, we're going to call the police if you're up here. So tell your mother or whoever else is coming up here. I said, now we have a broken window. We have a screen that's all torn. And don't come up here. We're going to call the police. Now, if anybody knows about Dallas police, they're not going to be here unless there's bloodshed. So, but it's still, I was being, firmly with him. And I think that was my attitude to say, look, you've done enough now. Now things are getting vandalized. Well, I don't know who did that. Well, if you're laying back here asleep and someone hits that window because of all the stuff that was in the nursery floor that I tried to get up, you would have heard it. And then I said, well, you know what's kind of stupid is someone's breaking a window, but it's got bars on it. It's not like they can get in. How dumb can they be? You know, oh my gosh, I better shut my mouth. He shut my mouth. But I was just at the point that I'd had it. I went, God, I've had it. And not only him, but other people in my life. There's people that just, they keep on and they keep on, and you just get so tired of trying to encourage or try to help them. And sometimes, if it's making you sin, then you need to step back from it for a little while. Pray about it. Ask God to forgive you for the things that you say, and then re-engage if God has you to do that. God doesn't want us to tell people what they need to do. God says it's okay to give advice, to try to help someone, to present kindness to that person, to love them, to help them to feel loved. But God doesn't want you to take on things that are a burden to you. If it's a burden, you need to find the root to it and see what's going on. I realized that day that I got on to him, which I felt bad. I cannot imagine how it is to be homeless. I can't imagine the difficulty or the struggles, but losing my train of thought. So I can go on in Jesus' name. I can't imagine that. But nobody wants to be taken advantage of. And that goes with Christians. That's why a lot of Christians I've heard, I go, why don't you come to church? Oh, I don't go to church. Why? Well, so-and-so. You know, and I think, are you coming to church for so-and-so and so-and-so, or are you coming to hear God? You know? We got to disciple, but we need to be actively showing people how Christians should be. I want people, like Pastor was talking about, letting the fruits be shown. That's what I want. I want my fruits to be shown. Like they go, oh, wow, she's really doing stuff good for God. I am not worthy of anything, okay? None of us are worthy of anything. But because of God's mercy, we have so much. Amen? That's because God loves us. But there is nothing, no amount of work, no amount of tiring speeches that you give, no matter how many tiring phone calls you make, we are not worthy of anything. My works is not, God doesn't want that. He wants us to do good things. Now listen, I cannot go to heaven just by doing my works, is what I'm trying to say. Doing good works, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. The Bible also says, don't let Peter know what Paul's doing with your left hand or your right hand. So sometimes we need to be anonymous, and sometimes we just, you know, that's okay. Hey, I'm here to help you. I tell you things, and you may think, God, you're just bragging, Chris. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying if you ask the Holy Spirit to come through you, then use you that day, and God tells you to pray for somebody, pray for them. If it's at the store, if it's outside, if wherever you are, if God puts that urgency on you to do something, we need to do it. And I don't know how many times me and Kim both, can we pray for you today? Is there something? No, I don't need prayer. And this was particularly the week that I'd gotten upset with the homeless person. I went, that must really be nice, Kim, to never need some prayer. I thought, God's going, Priscilla, get out of the store. I was so upset. I thought, really? Even if you don't believe, why be rude today? I don't need prayer. Okay. I wanted to turn around and go, when you say that, you really need it, but I didn't. So I'm trying to tell you that I'm sorry, and I need to ask your church's forgiveness for how I've acted recently. I could blame it on my foot hurting and throbbing and walking on it, and it's, you know, the pain over and over every day with my back. I could blame it on that, but you know what? We all have pains. There's something wrong with all of us. If you're over 50, Leanne, you're not near us. But all of us have some kind of pains that are going on. This one elderly gentleman said, I went to the doctor. He's like 80-something. I asked him, do I have arthritis? He said, no, it's the onset of rigor mortis. And when you feel old like that, he also said, I went the other day and I told this kid to pull his pants up while his underwear was showing. He goes, that guy came over there and tried to give me a wedgie. And he thought it hurt, but I just laughed because I had to depend on him. You know, I mean, just, it's humorous when we get older. It's humorous. We go to the doctor more now than we did in our whole childhood. I mean, it's just, you know, you're going to be traveling, yeah, to the doctor and back all the time. Golden years. That's because you're going to get up and urinate during the night. I mean, it's nothing like we think. But back to what God wants. Yes, we need to share if I know one of y'all are hurting, if I know that you're sad, if I know you're discouraged, I take it personally, and I pray and pray and pray for you. And you go, well, I really had a bad week. Well, maybe it's because I was praying for you. I don't know. I was kind of out of it with the homeless person. And I got upset because there's clothes all back there and I need to pick it, everything up and throw in a trash bag, but I just couldn't the other day. I just praise God I got to clean the church this week. First time in so long. So the little things that God allows me to do makes me so happy. I'm so blessed. And that's what it's all about. Looking at all the blessings instead of waking up like I do and go, oh, my foot's throbbing me. Oh, my back. Oh, the scoliosis. Oh, gosh. Oh, my pinched nerve. Get up and go, Lord, today's a great day. I woke up. I'm not under dirt right now. I'm here to serve you. That's what we need to do. I want to serve you today, Lord. That's all He's waiting on. I want to disciple for you today. This is all God's wanting from us. He doesn't want us to complain and be down. Are we going to be down? Well, yeah. Life is hard. But He never said it was going to be easy. You know, maybe when we first saved, we, you know, pray and get an answer straight away. But not when we're, all of us are mature Christians in here. So when things arise and come against us, we should know, okay, even though I don't feel it or I don't see it, I know God's with me. He's never going to forsake me. He's with me always. I can pray to Him and He knows. He knows me. He knows every hair on my head, which as I get older gets less and less. But He knows me personally. He knows me. He knows what I need. He knows what I want. If my desire lines up with God's desire, it's going to happen. Okay? I can't go, okay, Lord, you know, what I really want is to fall in love with Shamor Moore, the actor, and him love me. Okay. That is not the desire of God. Okay? No actor's going to go, oh, yeah, you hot. No, uh-uh. No. Your desires need to line up with the Lord, okay? If it's money you need, God doesn't want us to be poor. God does not want us to struggle. God does not want us to feel bad about things. God wants to give, I mean, we're His kids. How do you treat your kids? Well, I grew up, when I was with my children, they got spanked. I got the best kids in the world. They're so precious. And I know everyone thinks their kids are precious, but especially Josh and Kim. I mean, man, they're just beautiful Christians. And they're just, you know, but we got spanked back then. You know, you back talk to your mama, you got in trouble. You in the store and you're crying because you want a piece of candy. You got it right there. Whap, whap, whap on the bottom. I think that's really a lot of our problem today. With the Gen X, you know, I want to be their friend. I want to be their friend. I want to do things with them. I want to do this. No, you're the parent, they're the child. But the lack of respect that people have right now, it's terrible. And it's even in the churches. My daughter, Lindsay, on Sunday, she would take Max's kids to church. There's three of them. There's Alani, Jace, and Micah. Micah is 2. Jace has got ADHD. They don't want him to be on medication, which that's fine. Alani is, she's a little prima donna. She's a princess. But they're precious kids. And she takes them to church so they can learn the word because Max and Megan don't really believe in God. And so she's trying to educate them. And they go to church. And the kids will forget and they'll start talking amongst themselves, you know? So she just told them to go back in the nursery because there's nobody back there. Just go back in the nursery. Y'all can visit or talk. They have children's church. They go to that. Go back in the nursery and talk. Well, this elderly lady, I say elderly, God, I'm 72, but anyway, she's older than me. She got in Lindsay's face and goes, what do you think you're doing? And she goes, what do you mean? She goes, why are those kids in the nursery? They're too old. And she said, I just didn't want them to be a distraction. And she goes, that's just wrong. They cannot be in that nursery. And just argued back and forth with her, just telling them. And so she talked to her pastor, which he said, well, you know, They've been going to church for a long time. Ends up, Lindsay can't go to that church anymore. You know, we've got to respect each other and allow differences between us. I mean, that is one good I mean, she was doing all the communion. She was setting up stuff for fundraisers. Lindsay was doing everything. And now she can't go to that church because they don't welcome her nieces and nephews, or nephews and niece. And, you know, the pastor, well, don't quit coming, just don't bring the kids. How terrible is that?
Terrible.
I mean, how are they going to learn? How are they going to learn if they're not getting it at home? And that's the only bit of time that they have during the week. And then people are going to gripe about having kids at church. I just, you know, I said, it's the churches, we're just not where God wants us to be, I don't think. We've all got, not here, thank God, but a lot of churches have their big opinions on how things need to be done, how these things need to be taken care of. And it's hurting people. It's hurting people. People need to know that they're welcome to come learn about God. No matter how old you are, how young you are. That's what this place is for. You go, well, okay, well, why is there just 6 or 7 of us every week? I don't know. I don't have a clue. But God keeps telling me, if you think after all these 67 years, I'm just going to leave you and let the church dissolve, then you don't know me. I went, okay, God, whatever it takes, you know, whatever it takes. I want to be there. I want to be part of this. Let it live on through us. So let's try to watch what we say to each other. If you say things and you know it hurts somebody, you need to apologize to them. Don't tear down, build up. That's what we need to do. Don't tear down, build up. Let's build each other up. If Brenda has a problem and she wants me to pray for her, I'm going to pray for her. Does she need to tell me what's going on? No. Do you need to know why? My grandson, Josue, and his girlfriend broke up. And they've been going together for 4 or 5 years. And they're supposed to get married. He bought a ring and everything. And I went, what happened? He went, Grandma, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to be fine. I'm good, in fact. And I said, well, you know, I wanted to know. Oh, my gosh, what happened? Did somebody do this? What, did she say something? I think it's because they went to 2 different colleges and they didn't get to see each other very much because he's a coach at Texas Wesleyan. And I think it was probably that. I don't know. But they were so happy together. So God just said, just tell him you love him and you're going to pray for him. So I told him, he goes, well, you can be praying for my school and praying for football. That's what I'll do. We don't need to know the story. We don't need to know the details. Unless someone wants to tell you, we don't need to know. Well, what do you mean what happened? Who said what? They did what? No, that's how gossip starts. Just let's pray for one another. Let's encourage one another. Build each other up. That's what we're here for, because God does that every day to us and for us because of his mercy. He loves us that much. It just blows my mind that he knows who I am. When someone says Priscilla Whitmore, yes, I know her. Yes, I know her. That's my child. Let's act like it. Let's don't tear down. Let's build up. Let's be disciples. Let's go out and help people. Talk to people about God. We give up on that. You know, you do it right after I got saved. We would go to a nursing home every week. And I would present the gospel. I think, of course, now it was at a nursing home, okay? I led over 20 people to the Lord, but they were older people. I don't know if they really knew it or not, but it made me feel so good. And it was a step that I had taken that now I can go out and, you know, I doubt if I could lead 20 more to the Lord. God had them, you know, laying in bed. They couldn't get up. They hadn't listened to me. They probably thought, I'll do anything, say anything, get you out of here. I'll never forget, though, the first woman. She was a Catholic. Her name was Rosa. And she was very, very ill. And I just told her hi. I told her my name. I said, you're just so sweet-spirited. And what can I do for you? What? How can I pray for you? Are you going to heaven? She goes, I don't know. She's very old. I don't know. Would you like to say the prayer? I'll say it with you. Yes. So we said the prayer, and just tears came down her eyes. That was the first person I ever led to the Lord. I'll never forget it. I was so high on God's love, I was bouncing off the walls. I mean, I still get chills when I think about it. But, you know, we need to do that with everyone that we come across. You know, you don't need to go up and go, hey, you going to hell? If y'all, let me talk to you. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying we need to present ourselves where people are drawn to the God in us. But if we're not exhibiting that, then that's going to be a deterrent. And I did not represent God well with that homeless person. You know, I just said, hey, okay, I'm done with you. You took advantage of me. You know, I gave you food. I gave you water from the church. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Chris is so wonderful. Man, God said, shut your mouth right now. Yes, Father. Came into church. Asked for forgiveness at the altar. I'm asking y'all because I represented Bartimaeus that day. And I said something else, but it was a cuss word, and I'm very sorry. I took a garbage bag out there and threw it at him. I said, and pick up all your out of here. I felt so bad. Oh, my gosh. We don't ever need to get in that stage of that kind of temperament that we are not nice to people, okay? We don't ever need to. And I am so sorry because I did not represent Bartimaeus good that day at all. I'm so, so sorry.
Marcel, may I ask a question?
Yes.
You were talking about how we're not worthy of anything, but isn't that saying that you're not worth helping? Maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but it sounds to me like you're saying that we're not worth anything, but we are.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. And his mercy, we are worthy, and he will give us things. He will bless us. I just meant if I go out and I took so-and-so to Dallas today, like that lady, or I went over and I took Leanne to someplace, or I went over and bought groceries for somebody, or I went over and ironed somebody's ironing for them, or whatever. I'm saying that works cannot get you to heaven by themselves. That's what I meant. We're really not worthy because of God's mercy. We are. I am fully righteous. I am clean as white as snow because of what Jesus did for me. So, no, baby. No, that's not what I meant. No, God will continually bless us. I'm just saying you can't work your way to heaven. That's all I meant by that, sweetheart. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because no, that's not what I meant. I'm sorry. Okay, well, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Please help us to stand bold in our Christianity so other people can be saved, Lord. That's what we're here for, is to disciple, to go out and to not preach your word, but to have people become to know you so they can enter into your kingdom. Father, thank you so much that you love us. Help us to edify and not tear down. Lord, the church is a place where we can come because we feel good with each other. We feel happy to be in the Lord's place. We're stronger because we're together. Lord, when we're out there by ourselves, we should miss being away from all of our family up here at church. Thank you, God, that you love us no matter what. And that you can see the parade, Lord. You can see the day I was born to the day I die. And Father, please let the Holy Spirit use me. I'm so sorry I was so ugly to that gentleman. Father God, please just forgive me that I misrepresented Bartimaeus that day. I love you, Father. We give this time to you. May you be glorified today. May you just enjoy everything we do and that it's just music to your ears, Father. Please bless the pastor as he brings a message. May we listen intently and learn something new today. Please be with Don as he brings some music. May we just sing to you, Father, not to man, but to you, and you be praised, Father. You are so worthy to be praised. No matter what I'm going through right now, you are worthy to be praised because you go through these things with me. Don't take me out of bad situations. Work with me through the situations, Father, so that I may be stronger in you. We ask these things in your Christ's name only. Amen.